Hey, if you're listening to this, I will assume you're at least interested in money, understanding the economy, and finances as well. And some of us now want to get the next generation interested as well. So check out Million Bazillion, Marketplace's award-winning kids podcast that breaks down money to help dollars make more sense. Tune into Million Bazillion wherever you find your favorite podcasts. A whole new season is out now. Million Bazillion is presented in partnership with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Greenlight helps kids and teens learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Get 1 month free and an extra $10 when you sign up for a Greenlight account at greenlight.com/million.
From the Frank Stanton Studios in Los Angeles, I'm Tess Vigeland in for Kai Rizdahl. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday. It is the fifth day of October and the saddest of all days at Apple, where its legendary co-founder Steve Jobs is now being mourned. Jobs died today at age 56 after a long battle with pancreatic cancer. If you need any proof of Jobs' incalculable effect on the everyday lives of Americans and consumers around the world, just think of how many of you will have heard this news on an iPod, or an iPhone, or an iPad. You'll pull it off iTunes and perhaps save it onto your MacBook Air. It goes beyond just the products, though. Jobs helped create the personal computer industry and will go down as one of the great corporate leaders of his era. Our technology correspondent Steve Henn joins me now from Silicon Valley. Steve, can you walk us through his impact?
Well, you know, Tess, it's enormous. As you said, Jobs did help create the personal computer industry. He was one of a handful of executives and entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley who saw the potential of what computers could do and really brought them into the homes of millions and millions of Americans. You know, from there, though, he went on to revolutionize that industry with the Mac, bringing the graphical user interface and the mouse to the public for the first time. And then he probably went through his toughest period as a professional and an executive. He was forced out of Apple and really left in disgrace in some ways and struggled. He went on to invest a lot of his fortune, most of his fortune, in starting two other companies, Pixar and Next Computers. You know, Pixar became a force of its own, mm-hmm. and Next was eventually bought by Apple and fueled a lot of its resurgence in the later years.
And then, of course, the second act for him.
And the second act was really the most remarkable. You know, he created the iPod, as you said, the iPhone and the iPad, and really left Apple as one of the most valuable companies and certainly the most successful tech company on the planet today.
Is it possible to say at this point what happens to Apple now?
You know, it's really not. But obviously, Jobs left Apple in extraordinarily good shape. It has a very strong management team in place. Tim Cook is well-respected. Executives like Johnny Ives are widely thought to be brilliant. And it's widely reported and understood that Apple has a product roadmap that will take them several years into the future. So, you know, it's hard to imagine an executive doing more for a company, but it's hard to picture Apple without him.
As we know, Steve Jobs actually stepped down from the company a couple of months ago. And, of course, they had a big announcement this week with the new iPhone 4S. Do you think that there is a difference between him stepping down and him being gone?
You know, I think that's a really interesting question, and I think there actually is. I think there's a tremendous amount of personal loyalty to Jobs within Apple, and that now that he's gone, that personal connection will cease to exist. And it will be interesting to see if Cook is able to keep the team in place that Jobs built.
Marketplace's Steve Henn joining us from Silicon Valley. Thank you so much.
Sure thing.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.